Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, Lycan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Good. I'm glad you're able to work.
Yeah, me and you both, thank God.
Okay. I have a problem that I just now figured out. That my card was charged for something I did not order and didn't receive, or I would have known to call sooner. But I went to pay my electric bill, and I couldn't because the money wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your first and last name?
Ray, R-A-E. Bridge, R-I-D-G-E.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
5002, F as in frog, M as in man, 1398. That is in Hooks, Texas, 75561.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. Looks like it's showing that you purchased the UltraFit Keto and the UltraFit Cleanse for $9.91. I do see your account has been canceled. It looks like here, I do see they did try to bill you on $97.84, but that charge declined. So which one are you referring to that you said it went through?
The $94.94.
Give me one second. Let me look farther. Okay. So yeah, basically the $94.94, that's for the trial that you signed up for. That's not for a new shipment. So when you don't cancel within 14 days of purchase, you have to pay full price for that trial offer.
Well, I have no idea what that is. I didn't even know it was on there.
So like you're saying that you never signed up for the keto, UltraFit Keto, or the cleanse, and you don't have the product.
I guess I'm confused. Go ahead. What, Lycan?
Yeah, because it didn't say, it just said that you called a cancel. It didn't say that you said it was fraud. So that's why I'm asking. Did you sign up for this product as a free trial but just didn't read the policy?
Whatever the $94.94.
No. I'm not talking about the $94.94. I'm saying, did you sign up for these two products as a free trial to pay for shipping and not for the $94? Is what I need to know.
No.
Okay, so you're saying that this is fraud. You want me to investigate your account. Now you do know we have an IP address connected to every order that's processed. So if this does, if you say this is fraud and you file this under fraud, and then it comes back, then we will charge this money back to your account. So that's why I'm asking.
You're saying, I'm understanding.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking. Did you sign up for the UltraFit Keto and the UltraFit Cleanse as a free trial to pay for shipping?
And that goes with what?
Okay. I'm asking you, did you sign up for the product to pay for shipping is what I'm asking.
The $4.95?
Yes. Did you sign up for that? I mean, we can tell if you signed up for anything because all your information matches and we have an IP address. So that's why I'm asking, did you sign up for the product as a free trial to pay for shipping?
Well, originally, I just wanted the UltraFit Keto.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Pushed on the thing, it made me order the UltraFit Cleanse also.
Okay, so that's all I needed to know. Okay, that's what I'm saying. So in that event, what I'm saying is the reason why you got billed at $94 is because when you signed up for that keto, you didn't cancel within 14 days of purchase. So you have to pay full price for those products. That's why I was asking. But what I can do as a courtesy is see if I can give you my manager 75% refund on there. But that's all I'll be able to do to the account due to you not canceling if you want to do that.
Okay, I didn't understand the percent. What'd you say?
75% refund on that charge for you on that $94.90.
Okay, because I signed up for something. What are you saying?
You signed up for a trial. You did not call in to cancel, so then you're responsible for paying full price for the product. It's just that most people don't read that information. They just read the advertisement. So when they get billed, they think it's something they didn't sign up for.
Uh-huh. I see how it works now. Okay,
Give me
Lakin.
One second. Uh-huh.
Okay. I see.
So I'm going to apply the 75%. So basically that would be $71.20 back into your account, and you'll get that within 3 to 5 business days. Just make sure next time that when you sign up for these products, read the policy.
Okay, how much?
$71.20.
20 cents? Okay. But while I still have you, there's another thing when I... Because I just wanted the UltraFit Keto.
Yes, ma'am.
And then
to
check out, and it had, well, most people get this UltraFit Cleanse, but I didn't want that. But when I clicked on the only option, it took that out of my account right then, too.
Yeah, that's just for the shipping. You didn't pay full retail price for the cleanse. You paid for the keto. So your account is correct.
I paid for both of them. It was like $9.91.
That is correct. That is for shipping. We do not refund shipping charges. If you had a called in the same day before it was shipped out, then we could have refunded it back. But once you let it went through and it shipped out, then we can't refund that for you.
Okay. All right. I was just making sure that I had done that correctly, and it just screwed me. I was just making sure. Okay. Oh, my word. I'll never do this again, you can bet.
I don't blame you.
My word. You know.
You have to be careful when you get on this line with these parts popping up and, you know, going everywhere. And it does get confusing. Trust me, I know.
Right. Well, I'm never on it because I don't have internet. I can't afford anything. And so when I get free Wi-Fi and I'm trying to do something and this comes up and that comes up and
okay, I see. But yeah, but just give it 3 to 5 days. Your account is canceled. For some reason, if you do not get that refund, just give me a call back at this number.
Let's see, is that the 9715?
The same number that you called on originally.
Okay. Can I ask for you, or do I get to somebody, anybody?
No, you can speak with anybody. If you have any problems, then you can ask to speak to a supervisor.
Oh, I hope not. This has been traumatizing enough.
You got that right. Stay off. Look, I'm going to tell people now, stay off a line. Do not go online looking at any kind of pop-up or product.
Yes. Oh, my word.
I know.
Well, Lincoln, appreciate your time.
Oh, you're so
and,
welcome.
Thank you for, you know, that's better than it could have been. So, thank you for doing that much for me.
You're so welcome. Anything I can do to help?
Stay well, and thank you for your time.
All right, well, you're so welcome, and make sure you stay safe as well. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day, Ms. Ridge.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.